Grace and peace are yours in abundance in your knowledge of God and your Savior, Jesus Christ. God's word for our consideration today comes from the 14th chapter of Luke, where again we hear Jesus speaking and telling a parable beginning in verse 8. When he noticed how they chose the places of honor, he said, "When you are invited by someone to a wedding feast, do not sit down in a place of honor, lest someone more distinguished than you be invited by him. And he who invited you both will come and say to you, 'Give your place to this person.' And then you will begin with shame to take the lowest place. But when you are invited, go and sit in the lowest place, so that when your host comes, he may say to you, 'Friend, move up higher.' Then you will be honored in the presence of all who sit at table with you. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted." This is God's word. Have you ever gone to a ticketed event like a play or a baseball game and sat in the wrong seats? You're thinking, "Wow, what a great view." And then an usher appears and taps you on the shoulder asking to check your ticket. And then you get asked to move. That can be pretty awkward. Most of the time, that is completely unintentional, but you still feel like crawling under a rock when it happens. What would be a lot worse than that would be going to a dinner or a banquet, and even though you are not the guest of honor or a member of the wedding party, you decide, "I'm going to sit at the head table." Then the host would have to come over and ask you to move. Everyone there would feel uncomfortable, and someone who knows you well enough might ask you, "What were you thinking?" Jesus describes a similar scenario in today's gospel lesson, and he offers what at first seems like good social advice or proper etiquette. When you go to a wedding banquet, Jesus says, take a less prominent seat and let the host decide where you belong. Makes sense? You'll certainly avoid the embarrassing scene of being asked to move from a good seat, and you just might enjoy the honor of having the host say, "Move up to a better place." But by now you may suspect that this story is more than just a lesson in good manners. If we look closely, we will see Jesus highlighting a fundamental attitude that he wants us to have, and that attitude is humility. Humility is a peculiar virtue. It's easily misunderstood. We've all met people who can't take a compliment, and they give the impression that they don't think that they're capable of ever doing anything praiseworthy. That's not actually humility. At the other end of the spectrum are those who are well acquainted with the language of humility, but they don't believe a word of it. When they say, "It was nothing," what they really mean is, "I was pretty awesome, wasn't I?" Turns out, false humility is just pride in disguise. And now we've named the real enemy: spiritual pride. Where should I sit at the banquet is really a question of spiritual pride. How important do I think I am, really? What do I think I deserve? These are critical questions to consider, not just when it comes to choosing a table at the next wedding you go to, but in all of life. Especially when it comes to how you relate to God, how you approach God. And here's what I mean. We are tempted to seat ourselves at God's best table based on what we do. We perceive that our kindness towards others, or our link to a church, or our belief that we're really being obedient to God means that we deserve a seat of honor. It means I've got an in with God. This seems appropriate because we're always being told that if you work hard, you'll be rewarded. You deserve good things because you're a good person. Okay, you're not always good, but you're not as bad as your neighbor. Spiritual pride plants the idea in my heart that God owes me. Pride says that what matters most is what I want. But Jesus is saying that if you think that you belong in His kingdom based on your resume, the least that's going to happen is that you'll end up embarrassed. The reality is that God's word has much to say about the dangers of spiritual pride. Listen to these passages. Romans 3:23. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Galatians 3:10. All who rely on works of the law are under a curse. Isaiah 64, verse 6. We have all become like one who is unclean, and all our righteous deeds are like a polluted garment. We cannot barge into God's banquet and demand a seat based on our best performance. God will not allow it. So where does that leave us? Embarrassed? Awkward? Maybe. Especially if you struggle with spiritual pride, or you're just beginning to realize that you struggle with spiritual pride. But this might also be the best news that you will ever hear. Jesus is saying that your place at His feast is not a matter of pedigree or status or class, nor is it a matter of good people only. You can't buy your way in. You can only gain access by submitting to the host. And that requires humility. Humility, which is not self-loathing. It's not the belief that I can't do anything well, but instead it is letting go of the idea that God owes me. It's being so candid with yourself that you accept you don't deserve to be brought in to where God is. Humility says, I have no right to be here, Lord, and yet I come at your invitation. If God has brought you to that point, I have exceptionally good news for you. You are ready for grace. My son and I once had the experience of waiting in a really long line for a store to open. We got in that line about an hour before opening time, and even so, there were quite a few people in front of us. There's no way we could have forced our way in there. But with about a half hour to go before the doors opened, a friend of ours who worked in that store came out, saw us waiting in the line, and said, "Come with me. We walked right by all those people waiting in line, right through the front entrance, because He was with us. It was a great feeling. And we both understood our friend was the only reason we were allowed in. Do you understand? That's how it works in the kingdom of Jesus Christ. Jesus was made like us in every way so that He could step in for us, be punished on a cross for us, suffer hell instead of us. Jesus became one of us to defeat the devil and break the power of death by rising again. And by doing those things, He bought your plate at the banquet. When we approach God's feast in humility, Jesus comes out to get us, to bring us in to where He is. And He comes out there with grace, saying, "Friend, move up higher." Now that's great news for you and me, and something to celebrate as individuals. But there's something that I want you to think through. Just one last implication of His grace. If it's true that we're all here for one reason, the host Jesus brought us in at great cost to Himself, how then should we treat the other people at our table? And how should we treat the people not yet at the party? Let's pray. Father God, Your Son, Jesus, is the host of the feast to which we come today to immerse ourselves in the gracious goodness of Your gospel message in word and sacrament. If we're candid, we admit that we often have fallen prey to the idea that we belong here because of us, because of who we are or what we've done and the good that we bring to the table. But please, Lord, don't let us ever stay in that understanding. Lead us to genuine repentance of our sins, and then overwhelm us with grace as You come out to get us and bring us in to where You are. Help us then to live in this knowledge that the only reason that we're here is because You are good, You are forgiving, Your love is unstoppable. And may that color the way that we see everyone else that we come into contact with on a daily basis. May we be gracious to them. May we speak winsome words to them of a God who is the greatest host, and a God who has more than enough to go around when it comes to His gifts. We pray it in Jesus' name. Amen.